Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Neural Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Neural Toyota, our title sponsor, Keith, Fad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Neural. We appreciate your ongoing support. As you can tell, we are not at the set of the Mac City Morning Show. We are down at the Black Horse because they're having an event with Ali and the boys at Thickwood Barbershop next door. So we're promoting that. So make sure to show up to that later on this week. As you also know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are, please?
Paula McKinnon.
Paula McKinnon. So Paula, you are just a patron. We were wrangling some people to talk to, and yes. You just happened to be sitting at the bar.
Yes.
So we pulled you over. So, Paula, you're from Fort McMurray, I have to assume.
No, originally from Cape Breton.
Okay, but how long have you been in Fort McMurray
13
for?
13 years.
13 years. Now we're double backing for a second. I literally just came back from Cape Breton. I was there, I spent a week out there. What part of Cape Breton are you
Inverness.
From? Beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Beautiful. Inverness. We were driving through because you can like bypass it by like going like by the main road, or you can
Correct.
Take the road that like
Route 19.
There we go.
Yeah.
Beautiful place.
It is indeed. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh my goodness! Like
very nice.
Yeah, the water and some of the boats and the churches that are out there.
Yes, big churches.
Yeah,
big.
That is a beautiful part of the island.
Yes, a couple of golf courses.
Yeah.
Very beautiful spot.
How often do you get to go back?
I go home every year, every summer.
Every summer?
Every summer, go home,
so
yes.
Are we catching you at the... Have you gone already, or are you about to go?
I went already, came back.
Okay, and yep. So when you go there, you're there every summer?
Yes, 21 days usually I take.
21 days?
Yes, sir.
So what are you doing when you're there?
We do a lot of fishing, hang out with my nieces and nephews, great
okay.
nieces and nephews.
Yeah?
We do that. We just go touring around the island.
Yeah.
Yeah, up around the farm.
Beautiful.
Yes, beautiful spot.
So... You moved here 13 years ago. What brought you out to Fort McMurray?
My brother, actually. He was working and living up here.
Okay.
And he came home and he says, Paula, come on. And I said, sure, I'll go for it.
Yeah.
I didn't expect to be here this long.
Right.
But
13 years. So that happens to everybody.
Yes.
Two-year plan, 13
yeah,
years,
exactly
what's going
what
on?
That's exactly what it was.
That's right.
2 years.
That's right.
But the people, I met a lot of people here at the pub.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm staying for a bit longer.
Right. Nice.
Yeah. And it was great.
So what is it about the Black Horse that you like so much?
It's the people, the friendliness.
Yeah.
Like the staff themselves, they make you feel very welcomed.
That's right.
Right? Lance and Joan are awesome.
That's right.
They're nice people to us.
Mm-hmm.
And all the girls are just amazing overall. And my other friends, lots of friends.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
We're into sports.
Yeah.
You know, we like watching the sports.
That's right.
Right? People celebrate their birthdays or anniversaries here,
mm-hmm.
and that's amazing. That's really good.
Yeah, it's a good sense of community.
Very much so.
And that's the one thing about the Black Horse. Like, it's been here the longest now. It's the longest standing bar in Fort McMurray.
Yes.
It has awesome regulars like yourself that,
yes.
like, you make it, like,
yeah.
a staple in the community.
Correct, very much.
Yeah.
Yes.
So before we keep talking, I need to throw it to an ad for a second. The boys and girls at home are going to learn a little bit about sunscreen.
Okay.
So, enjoy learning a little bit about sunscreen from Patchouli Rose.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
Okay, and now we're back. Okay, so I've been asking almost everybody that I'm talking to today what their go-to drinks are. So when you come here, obviously we switch up what we drink from time to time, but
yes, we
all got a go-to jam. What's your go-to jam when you come
Corona.
Here? Corona?
Corona's my, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Lime or no lime?
Lime.
Lime in it, okay.
Yeah.
Now, this is probably a stupid question, and I know it is, but when you're drinking Corona, I've never had Corona outside of like the glass.
Yeah, it's bottle. It's in the bottle.
It has to be out of the bottle. They don't have it on tap or in a can or anything.
No,
right?
No, yeah. They have it in a can, Corona Extra.
Really?
I do, room temperature always.
I have a funny story for you about this. So I think that's weird personally, just saying. I like my beers nice and cold. But my uncle is like yourself and he likes his beers room temperature.
Yes.
And he hates drinking a beer cold.
Cold, me too.
So what he'll do when we go out, he will order 2 pints at one time. And he will just, you know, drink the other one, the first one, and it's cold. He won't like it.
Yeah.
And by the time he's ready for the second one, it's warm. And so he'll order another one. So he just keeps that warm beer ahead. And when I was 18, he was the first person to do that. And I was like,
the girls actually put my beer through the dishwasher to keep it warm for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a nice little hack. Okay. So room temperature beer through the dishwasher.
Yes.
That's how you know you have a good local neighborhood pub.
Definitely.
And they're willing to put your beer through a dishwasher
for you. They
know
when I'm in the pub, they put some beers through the dishwasher for me.
That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, listen, I could talk to you for much longer, but we said only 5 minutes, so we're going to keep to that format.
Thank you.
Before I cut you loose, though, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
What's that mean?
A shout out. You can say hello, give props to anybody you want.
Yeah.
We've had people shout out their moms, their cars, anything.
Oh, I'd like to say hello to everybody back home in Cape Breton. Also to my regulars here, everybody here.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, listen, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Big shout out to our sponsors, Noral Toyota and Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate your ongoing support. I hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Thank you.
Great.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.
Really?